Hello, my name is Melissa Logsdon and I serve as Associate Pastor. This Advent season, we have been focusing on the awe and wonder of God as we look at the grandeur of creation. In our services, we are singing a popular worship song by Hillsong entitled, So Will I. Part of the lyrics go, "If the stars were made to worship, so will I." This song actually is taken from an ancient song, Psalm 148. Here's how it reads in the CEB translation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from heaven. Praise God on the heights. Praise God, all of you who are his messengers. Praise God, all of you who comprise his heavenly forces. Sun and moon, praise God. All of you bright stars, praise God. You highest heaven, praise God. Do the same, you waters that are above the sky. Let all of these praise the Lord's name, because God gave the command and they were created. God set them in place always and forever. God made a law that will not be broken. The psalm goes on calling all of creation into praise. And so it concludes with this call to us. Do the same, you young men, young women too. You who are old, together with you who are young. Let all of these praise the Lord's name, because only God's name is high over all. Only God's majesty is over earth and heaven. God raised the strength of his people, the praise of all his faithful ones. The people who are close to God praise the Lord. We have a little gift for you to help you remember to join in on the praises to God. It's a tiny star keychain and a 5x7 print that reads, "If the stars were made to worship, so will I." If you'd like one mailed to you, please reach out to us with your address. We'd be happy to send one your way. And now, please join me in our benediction prayer, which, if you would like to pray along with me, the benediction is always available in the online bulletin. God, our creator and sustainer, may your peace fill us and sustain us through all the challenges and trials of life. And may we, like the stars, praise your name. Amen.